From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The death toll and a couple of car bombings in the Iraqi capital of Baghdad is climbing. Officials say at least 26 people are dead and more than 50 wounded. The two cars were parked in a major square when they exploded at about the same time. Temperatures are soaring along the Gulf Coast, but getting some relief in the water is becoming increasingly tricky. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports that more and more oil from BP's leaking well is washing ashore.
Tar balls are now coming ashore on the beach at Panama City, Florida, the farthest east they've been spotted so far. Washing stations are now open in some areas for people to clean oil off if they step on the globs. In Alabama, Governor Bob Riley is vacationing at the beach with his family to convince tourists that strolling on the sand is safe. Swimming may not be. State officials there are advising people to stay out of the water. But some cities are allowing visitors to take a dip if there are no tar balls present. In Mississippi, all state waters are open for recreation, but patches of crude and tar balls are now reported on a barrier island. Louisiana remains hardest hit by the oil, with crews continuing to clean off beaches and block off waterways from bringing more oil into already contaminated wetlands. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Crews in Arizona are battling a 600-acre wildfire. They worked all night to build containment lines, mop up hot spots, and protect structures near downtown Flagstaff. Fire Department spokesman Kimberly Ott says some 200 people have had to be evacuated.
We've evacuated several different neighborhoods, a Little America Hotel, which is pretty significant, our Humane Association. We also have about three or four additional neighborhood subdivisions on standby for evacuation.
Authorities are questioning a man who started a campfire in the area. They say they have not ruled him out as a suspect, but there's no evidence tying him to the wildfire. In Poland, voting is underway in the first round of presidential elections. Voters are choosing a successor to Lech Kaczynski, who died in a plane crash in April. From Warsaw, Dave McGuire has this report on the contenders.
The frontrunners in the election are Bronisław Komorowski, who is acting president and in the same party as the ruling government, and Jarosław Kaczynski, the late president's identical twin. Kaczynski has run a calm and quiet campaign, focusing on cooperation and continuing his brother's dream of a strong Poland. It's a change in tone for Jarosław Kaczynski, whose previous term as prime minister was marked by vitriol and divisive policies. But the tragedy of the plane crash, in which 96 high-ranking Polish dignitaries lost their lives, has overshadowed the campaign. Despite being behind in the polls, Kaczynski has rallied support in the last 2 weeks. Analysts say a second round is likely. For NPR News, I'm Dave McGuire in Warsaw.
Voters in Colombia are also choosing a president today. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. A federal appeals court panel will soon determine whether a California man's rights were violated when he was arrested for giving a Nazi salute at a public forum. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
Robert Norris was taken away in handcuffs from a city council meeting in Santa Cruz, California in 2002 after he gave the salute. He says he made the gesture only to protest the mayor cutting off a speaker who was criticizing the council. Norris later filed a lawsuit charging the arrest violated his constitutional right of free speech. Santa Cruz city council meetings have long attracted speakers who can expound at great length on a wide range of political and social issues, so it's not uncommon for officials to invoke a time limit. This coming Tuesday, the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will convene a rare 11-judge panel to consider how tolerant public officials need to be before silencing and evicting speakers and protesters from meetings. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Forecasters are warning that tropical storm Celia in the Pacific could become a hurricane soon. Todd Kimberlane is with the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
The highest sustained winds now are estimated using satellite imagery to be 65 miles per hour. And there's a good chance that Celia is going to go on and become a hurricane during the next day or two.
Kimberlane says the storm is not a threat to land, but the Hurricane Center is warning that large ocean swells from Celia could produce dangerous surf along portions of Mexico's Pacific coast. Celia right now is off the coast of southern Mexico. It's the third named storm of the Pacific hurricane season. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.